I want to tell you something, and I never ever want you to forget this for as long as you're alive. Never ever forget this. So I made this for someone who they feel like they have the call of God upon their life. You have the call of God upon your life, and you want to share the word of God with your community. And this can be a community of two, or you're fortunate enough to be in a community of 5 people, 10 people, 20 people. The number does not really matter. And you'll want to ask me that, Fernando, how can I preach a better sermon? I feel like I'm in a rut. How can I improve? How can I preach a better sermon? I want to tell you something today, and I will never ever want you to forget for as long as you're alive. And one thing I want to tell you, that this is not for everyone. This is for that one person who's listening right now and they feel they have the call of God upon their life. And I'll only tell you this once and never forget this. If you feel like you want to preach a better sermon, if you want to improve yourself in how you deliver your sermons, I'll tell you this. You preach a better sermon with your life and not your lips. I'll repeat that again. You preach a better sermon with your life and not with your lips. It's not about how eloquent you are or about the vocabulary that you use when you are preaching, but it is all about your life. Your actions and what you do must be so loud that people can't even hear what you're saying. So you are blessed with a community of 5, you are blessed with a community of 10, but these people must look into your life and see a reflection of Christ in your life. These people must look into your life and see that you are only not preaching with your lips, but you are living what you are preaching. So I'll repeat this, and I'll repeat this for the last time. You preach a better sermon with your life and not your lips.